Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to vote at this city, sir?
I'm sorry, am I currently registered to what?
To vote in, at this city.
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, so things stand now. How often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote at state elections, or do you usually only vote for presidential elections on, you know, elections years?
I almost always vote in both in the off years and in the presidential election years.
So only vote for president, right?
No, I almost always vote in all elections.
Okay, so always vote. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and can you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74, or over 75?
35 to 49.
Okay. All right, and then in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo, white, Hispanic, or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Wrong direction. Okay. Okay, if the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to ask your impression on some people and organizations you may, you know, have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize them, it's okay. Just let me know. Okay. Here's the first one. The first one would be Florida Power and Light, or FPL.
Favorable.
Unfavorable or favorable?
Favorable.
Okay, very or just somewhat, sir?
Just somewhat.
Just somewhat. Okay, yeah. Anna Escamani.
Very favorable.
Okay, Walt Disney World.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, the National Rifle Association.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Planned Parenthood.
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Greg Poole.
Don't know.
Okay, you don't recognize. Okay, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
And Rick Scott.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And thinking about, you know, the job Anna Escamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of her job?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right. So if the election for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Escamani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone else new, or definitely vote for someone else new?
I would definitely vote to re-elect her.
Definitely re-elect. Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcuse Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Powell.
Okay. All right, sir, if the election for a state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Escamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Escamani.
Okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. The constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads, okay? No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict
I know how that one reads. That's okay. I know how that one reads.
before viability or when, you know, necessary to protect the patient's health. It's determined by the patient, the healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature or constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Okay, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would vote yes to support the amendment.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Supporting a, you know, ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, creating jobs and improving wages, improving our public schools, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, passing common sense gun reform legislation, protecting our air and water, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, fighting crime and protecting the public, lowering inflation, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, making housing more affordable, or reducing the cost of insurance.
I'm supposed to pick one.
Yes, sir. The most important to you.
Making housing more affordable.
Okay, making housing more affordable. All right. And which will be the next most important? You can pick, I guess we can pick.
Oh, man, that was a long list. Probably protecting air and water.
Protecting the air and water. All right, gotcha. And, okay, in which of the following issues do you think is the most important for local governments to focus their attention on right now? Improving our public schools, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing crime and protecting the public, reducing traffic congestion, creating jobs and improving wages, lowering the burden of property taxes, making housing more affordable, or protecting the rights of renters.
Jesus, this is a tough list. Creating more jobs,
improving wages, right? Okay. All right, so now, in which one will be your next most important? Improving public schools, expanding, modernizing public transportation, reducing
probably
crime.
Rights for renters.
Rights for renters. Okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate would you be more likely to support, you know, if this were all you knew about the candidates, okay? Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. Okay, the first one says, which one would you be more likely to support, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenging them to lower rates and justify their rate increases. A candidate who supports stabilizing an insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out. Which one would you agree with most?
The first one.
Who would you support? The first one. Okay, the other one says a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators. The other one says a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community.
The second one.
Okay, and which would be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist, and politicians use such a diversive rhetoric as a fear to win elections. The other one says a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country.
The first one.
Okay. And the other one says a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that puts politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education. And the other one says a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans, you know, that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children.
The first one.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, now let me read you some reasons, you know, people give, you know, for voting for a candidate for state representative, assuming that each of these is accurate, okay? Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be, you know, to vote for a candidate. It would be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would have no, virtually no effect at all in your decision. Here's the first one. Okay, Greg Poole understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on your decision?
No effect. Is there not an option for I would not vote for him for saying that?
Well, that's it. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect. I mean, well, no effect means
no
that
effect.
You wouldn't do, okay? While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing culture wars, Anaskamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicine, a small business create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, Anaskamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing to losing of an environment standards and enforcement. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Okay, sir, Greg Poole will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
No effect.
All right, sir, and Greg Poole will work to protect parents' rights by taking woke indoctrination out of the public schools.
No effect.
All right, sir, and Anaskamani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult and in continual products. Would that be very convincing?
That's very convincing.
Anaskamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. You know, she knows firsthand how hard working families struggle to pay their health, you know, healthcare, and is fighting for affordable health coverage for those with pre-existing conditions. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Somewhat.
All right, and the last one says Anaskamani has introduced legislation to create a Reynolds Bills of Right to even to paying, you know, fill in a state of favor landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the rental market. Very convincing.
Yeah, I know where that one's going. That's very convincing.
Okay. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I only have the last battle of statements, and we should be done. Okay, I really thank you for your time and helping with this survey. Let me read you some statements about the candidates running for state representative. Assuming each of the following statements are accurate, okay, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or will have virtually no effect at all in your decision. Here's the first one. Okay, extremist Republicans like Greg Poole will not stop at, you know, a six-week ban of abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decision. It's not means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely. Serious doubts about that, or some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, Anaskamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually, you know, explicit material to, okay, no effect. Okay, and Greg Poole is an extremist, is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion instead of, you know, finding real solutions for the cost of living issues everyday families in Central Florida deal with every day. No effect. Okay, Greg Poole is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet.
No effect.
Okay, Greg Poole is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, finding finding real solutions. Okay, no effect. Greg Poole is a Republican Party of Florida. Bigotry attacks on Anaskamani reflect, you know, a radical Christian nationalism for which believes non-Christians are not welcome in America society. No effect.
No
okay.
effect.
Okay, Greg is the hand-picked candidate for the same Tallahassee lobbyist who fought to give, you know, mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not, you know, rate relief for families. No effect. All right, sir, NSCA Money wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana and release dangerous felons from our jail, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals.
No effect.
Okay, Greg Poole stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said, you know, that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
No effect.
Okay, NSCA Money, you know, was one of only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement of, you know, for the Israel and Hamas war. Serious doubts, no doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, and the last one said, NSCA Money is a vulgar woman whose, you know, confrontation politics only hurt our district and our state.
No effect.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and if the election for a state representative will hold today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and NSCA Money, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
NSCA Money.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your primary source of for national and politics political news? So would you say social media apps or services, local network affiliate like CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, internet-based news sources, local newspaper, cable news network, Orlando Sentinel, or talk radio?
I guess internet-based.
And internet.
Okay, yeah.
Internet. All right. And from which app or service would you say you get most of your news? Facebook, Twitter, or X, WhatsApp, YouTube, or Truth Social?
None of them.
Okay. Let me put none of the above. Okay. All right, sir, just a few questions for a statistical purpose only, okay, and we're done with this survey. Why was the last grade or degree that you completed in school, sir? Was the 11th grade a high school degree, 12th some college or vocational degree, college degree or postgraduate degree like master's, PhD, law, or MD?
Postgraduate,
okay. And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
No children, okay. All right, sir, and what is your religion?
Atheist.
Okay, let me see if I have it here. Atheist. Okay, let me write it down. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your participation. Okay, you have a great day or great evening.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.